Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a call from Susan Wexler to her dermatologist, who's also named Susan. And I want to make it deeply clear to everyone that Susan looks the exact same age as she has for most of the time we've known her.
Hola. Hello, Susan. Hola. I've been traveling. Okay. I don't know if you can recognize my voice, but it's me, Susan Wexler. I'm going to go ahead and cancel our dermatology appointment for this week because let's just say I don't need it anymore. I've never looked younger. I've never felt better. I've been traveling with the woman of my life right now, the Tori Pals. Now, I can't tell you everything, Susan, and especially not over voicemail, but let me just paint you a little picture of how everything went. Do you remember the movie My Best Friend's Wedding? Okay, I forgot its voicemail and you can't answer. I'm just going to assume you remember it. Okay, I'm Julia Roberts. Tori Pals is Cameron Diaz. And Dermot Mulroney is played by a magical time creature. Okay? It's almost scene for scene this, except Julia and Cameron end up together. That's all I can tell you right now. What a week. What a time. I'll see you soon, if you even recognize me. Love ya. Mean it. Bye, Suz.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of presentation pressures and tryout trials in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shemanda Felt, the initiate. And if Cleopatra coming at you is the hardest thing you've got going on, consider yourself lucky.
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I play Adam Miller, the weird scientist. And ever since I became a single dad, I'm trying not to become a helicopter parent. But I could do some modifications to make Genesis Jr. one.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine the Monstrous. And fun fact about Crashly, yes, she eats hair. No, she does not eat Watermelon Jolly Ranchers. They make her barf.
Hi, everyone. My name is Claire Linick, and I play Susan Wexler. And I'm back, baby! Back to the ripe old age of, wouldn't you like to know?
Hey, everybody, I'm Alan Linick, and I play CEJ, the professional. And are you ready for some basketball?
So where we left off, summer has ended. It ended with a big bang as the club helped Franklin Chunk undo the magic binding him to the monkey body that he found himself in. You ended summer with a good deed done. Which is great. The next day was Sunday. It was your last Sunday. Everybody took it easy. We find ourselves, it's Monday, first day of school in Mystery County in the entire school district. So both schools are in session. Now, here's the thing. Shemanda, you last session burned luck.
I did.
And that means that something goes wrong for the sect, right?
Yes.
The way that that evidences itself is Shemanda, the dojo has agreed to sort of been heavily kind of coerced into by Principal Norton at Queen Latifah School for Gifted Girls to do a presentation in the gym for both high schools. Now, this is not a cool presentation. This is like the lamest presentation, you know, like very classic, like an abstinence one or like a don't do drugs one, anything like that. Do you know what you've been asked to do, like a live performance presentation about?
Oh, I'm going to be pulling a little bit from, you know, Rashawn's source memories of doing exactly this sort of thing. It was before prom, and it was like a drunk driving situation where they dragged in two crunched cars, and I was thrown from the car, and we had to get a friend onto an ambulance. It was a whole thing of like, do not drink and drive. And this is do not use your Heelys inside the hallways.
Oh my gosh. No Heelys in hallways is the presentation. Can we get just like a snippet of that? The rest of you will be obviously other members of the dojo participating in this presentation.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, wow. I only have a few minutes to get to my next class, but I want to hang out as much as I can.
I'm just walking by with these mason jars for science class because I got an A in science.
Excuse me, guys. I got to go right now. I'm frantically. I need to go. And I click my heels and the wheels pop out and I zip past you and throw my arms out. Look at me, world.
Whoa! Oh, no. Tragedy.
My wrist has been severed.
What?
I had a prominent future as an ankle model, and look at me now.
Yeah.
Catawampus.
There's fake blood everywhere. There's like limbs that got thrown
ribbons
out. Yeah.
Production value is top tier.
Oh, you see a teacher go to a board that says, this 300 days since decapitation, and crosses out and writes zero.
Yeah.
And somehow I become an angel.
Oh. Nice. Ooh.
And there is some, like, you know, pulley systems where I'm like, if only I hadn't worn my Heelys in the hallways, I would be graduating with my friends. Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye.
Miss Felt, I told you can't record in here.
What? We have to have this for social media. It'll be a thing soon.
Miss Felt.
Okay.
Rewind. Hey, let's see what she should have done.
Hey, guys. Class is going to start in a few minutes. We should get going, but let's keep both feet on the ground, okay? We don't want to get anyone hurt.
Yeah.
Hey, join me in carrying these mason jars, then you too can get an A.
Yeah, you look like you could use some help. And look, here's a cart we can put those bottles on. It'll be great and safe.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Oh, no.
And then at that point, Cordy Doherty comes forward and is like, excellent work, everyone. Let's give a round of applause. Whoopi Goldberg's dojo for excellence and good grade. Everyone, can we get a clap, everyone? A clap.
Ooh, thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't get to do my part yet.
No, here's the thing. Yeah, so I'm going to tweak your luck cost, Shamanda, going forward. Ooh, and this actually goes perfectly into it. So this is a little bit of game mechanics thing. What it has been is like your next mission is going to have problems or something. And that's not really how we play. So I've changed it.
I just noticed you changed it. Oh, my gosh.
I know. So now when you spend luck, something in this moment is going to force you to choose whether you are closer to your friends and further away from the dojo or vice versa.
Ooh.
So there is this moment now where Adam is there and he is saying like, wait, I didn't get to do my part. Because again, this is for both groups. Whoopi contacted you and told because Whoopi knows all.
Uh-huh.
Whoopi knows about the kiss. And Whoopi expressed strong reservations about you getting close with Adam Miller again. So in this moment, you have to decide who do you side with.
And also, you see Adam in this giant, elaborate costume. That, like, it's like a huge, like, mascot-like costume. The safety seal.
Shamanda steps on a button that is like a confetti cannon and then shakes Cordy Doherty like, thank you for your time. And then we scatter away.
Wow. Oh. Yeah. So Adam, you watch Shamanda just
confetti falls.
Yeah. Oh. Confetti falls around. They already start striking the set and you're just standing there in your big costume.
I say my line to myself, you could choose safety or you could choose not safety.
God damn it.
Oh, no.
And the audience is really confused. You can hear kids in the crowd just being like, what's he doing out there? Why did he walk into the presentation?
That's weird.
I'm supposed to be here.
Adam, I think you definitely take an emotional condition from this.
Yeah. So I'm currently embarrassed and afraid, and now I am going to be, insecure. Yeah.
Hey, since it's the first day of school, can we assume that all of our harm is gone?
Oh, that is a great call.
Yeah, all of any physical harm is cleaned up. And anybody who has, like Susan, you have a shit ton of emotional conditions.
Oh, that's right.
And I think you can wipe whichever ones of those feels like no longer applies, right? If any of them do, if you're like, I think I still am feeling angry, then you can keep it. But you've had like a wonderful week with Tory pals. So any emotions that you want to get rid of, you can. And I think loosely that would apply for everybody else as well. So we can reset all of the emotional states. So Adam, you no longer are embarrassed or afraid.
Oh,
but cool. You are
just
now
insecure. Okay,
great. And Cordy Doherty is sort of motioning everyone to clear away everything because Cordy Doherty steps forward and is like, excellent. I think we all know the importance of keeping both feet on the ground, right, kids? I certainly did in my time when I was Encyclocordia Doherty. You remember? You remember, huh, everybody? Huh? Okay.
Yes, we remember your children's television.
Let's get a clap going. Let's get a clap going.
And you see Adam trying to clap his hands, but they won't touch.
Yeah, and then Cordy Doherty is like, all right, but now for the real excitement, everyone. I know it's a little unusual. We're supposed to do this before the school year starts, but I just thought it'd be such a fun thing for everyone. The Queen Latifah's School for Gifted Girls JV basketball tryouts are going to happen right now. Huh? Huh? Woo-hoo! And everybody claps.
Oh, yeah.
CEJ, you are aware of this. How's your prep been for this moment?
CEJ?
Alan?
Uh-oh. Do we lose them?
Ooh.
Oh. We muted?
It was because Claire muted him.
Oh. Well, because he was just streaming curses.
I don't know when that muted. Oh, well.
Well, yeah.
That sucks. I've been doing stuff.
Yeah, you've been great, babe.
Oh, shit. I was wondering why you were so quiet during the presentation. Same. That's too bad.
He was not.
No.
Oh, no. He wasn't?
Sorry, Alan.
Oh, my God.
Well, Alan, why don't you give us some of your best bon mots and I'll just put them in
I was going like, I was giving like, woo, and then I was chanting, Cordy, Cordy, Cordy.
Oh, yeah, no one joined in on your chant.
Great. Well, you know what? That probably fits very well in terms of how you're feeling right now, just sort of discombobulated and everything. It is the big day for your tryouts.
Yeah, and I'm in disguise, so no one realizes that I don't go here.
Oh, shit. Is this like a Robin Hood style thing?
Oh,
yeah. I'm dressed as an old man.
Oh, great. Great.
All right. I'll stand beside him.
Now, can I ask, do we know that you're doing this? Or can I like roll to see if I know at CEJ?
He was talking about it, right?
Oh, you told us that you're going to be an old man, though, or no?
Oh.
Has Cordy Doherty made me keep this a secret?
You know, that's up to you to decide or to tell me. Like,
let's find out. Odds, yes. I told everyone. Evens, no.
Okay, great.
Let the dice choose.
Odds. I forgot what I said was what.
We all know.
I told everyone, like, hey, be aware on the first day of school because there's going to be a cool new kid at Queen Latifah's.
Oh my god, he's so old.
Yeah, so you're there as an old man.
One of my auntie's wigs is gone.
wait, and he took one of Aunt Tony's wigs?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've got kind of like an Albert Einstein.
What kind of wigs do you think Antony wears? I love it. It's great. Yes. So you have a Albert Einstein-esque.
She's got range.
Yes, yeah. Totally. Coach Brownson is there and is like, we don't normally allow adults, but you're right. I looked at the books and there's nothing to prevent you from trying out for the JV basketball team. So
yeah. And furthermore, you should know that I am a kid, and because of all the weird activity in this town, I was rapidly aged.
Did someone call my name?
Oh, no.
Oh. Okay. And like Anne clearly knows this is CEJ, but just walks away.
Great.
Anne, come to the stands with us. Why are you on the floor?
Oh, sorry. I was going to try out for the team. I was stupid.
Oh.
Do you want to try out? Go for it.
Anne, go down there.
You think?
Yeah, you I have a bunch of CEJ signs. Obviously, all the dolls have made signs. So we quickly fashion an Anne sign. Go, Anne.
Okay.
Great, yeah. Great. So Anne and CEJ, you're both trying out for the JV basketball team. The, of course, co-ed basketball team.
My name isn't CEJ at this school.
Oh, what's your name?
CEJ Senior?
It's I go by DFK.
What does that stand for?
Don't ask him that, Tyler.
Dorian Francis King.
Oh, okay. Wow. I mean, that sounds like a very respectable name to me. Great. So DFK.
But can he ball? Ball is life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you decide the answer to that. And I'm going to do a cool through the legs spider dribble.
And here's an important question. Is Flurb in your body?
Oh,
let's roll for it.
Because you will, and quite right before the roll, I just want to say, because you and Flurb did make a deal. If Flurb helps you with basketball tryouts, he gets to use your body for one day, and that day is the Water Slide Festival on December 1st.
I'm so excited.
So that was the deal you made. So since Flurb has a little skin in the game, I guess Flurb, it's also, I guess the question is twofold. One,
oh,
CEJ, did you invite Flurb in? And then if not, did Flurb try to push his way in anyway?
I think I'm about getting Flurb in. So I extended the invitation.
Okay.
Oh, Flurb takes it and he's like so excited.
Yeah. And a little more excited than normal because Flurb's got a younger soul inside of him now. Yeah. Sick Bradley. Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah. That's going to be good.
Great. So, yeah, you have Flurb inside your body. And we've established already that Flurb.
What's our name again, CEJ?
DFK.
Okay. All right. We'll work on that.
Great.
The dolls all look at their signs, are like, these aren't the right letters. We're wasting so much paper.
And also Adam is stuck in the suit. He can't, his zipper's broken. He's like,
and then I'm gonna say that that Anne furthermore's like little intern Bet Cetera is there since Anne furthermore is gonna be doing the tryouts, and so Bet Setter is like, okay, I'll go get I guess.
I mean, we're creating the cast for normal teenagers doing things.
It's so true. Okay, Bet Setter.
Is it Beth?
No, like Bet Midler.
Bet. What?
Bet Setter.
Bet Setter.
Holy crap.
Wait, did I know about Bet Setter beforehand?
Yeah, it sounds to me like, and that you took it upon yourself to get yourself an intern. Bet Cetera.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So I don't know. Really, the question is, does Shamanda know that you got yourself an intern? So, Anne, would you have told Shamanda?
I mean, I put it in an email. It's not my follow. She didn't check my email.
Oh my God, using my own logic against me. I love it. Of course I know.
Great. Great. Yeah. So, yeah, there's Anne furthermore and her intern Bet Cetera, Anne being the mentee. So the full is, so Shamanda Feltz, mentee, Anne furthermore's intern Bet Cetera.
Yeah, sorry.
I love it. Great. Yeah, so all of this
Crashly's
there.
Crashly's not here. So.
Well, Crashly is there. This is a.
Oh, because it's the first day of school.
Or well, maybe she's not, but this was a presentation for both high schools.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad I did it anyway.
No, I am too. But so I guess the question is Crashly there?
Yeah, no, Crashly's there. Crashly's there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Totally.
She's just under the bleachers gathering hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
There are dolls like standing guard on like either sides of the ends of the bleachers. Knowing that Crashly could, you know, scramble at any point. You know, we don't want to scare anybody, but we also want her to be included.
So the dolls are just sort of holding space to let her grub around the floor for discarded hair and nail clippings.
Thanks, guys.
disgusting. And they also don't look super pleased about it. Like, they're doing it, obviously. They do what you tell them, but they're like very uncomfortable about letting this monster have free reign. And you know, the Astrid and Adriana have been being like, we have to do something about her. She's gonna hurt somebody, Shamanda.
We have to just get a bunch of her syllabus first so that she's not behind in any of her classes.
Right.
So we just have to get her ID because, you know, it's going to cost $8 if you don't get it on the first day. Everybody knows that. And did you see how I shaded Adam? Come on now.
How are you holding up? Does that feel okay?
I'm a little hurt that I hurt him, but it's just so sad. But he's got a son or a father now, so I'm not sure where he's at. So we're both a little confused, yeah.
Can anyone help me?
Oh, I'll go help him.
Can you get a zipper off? I'm stuck in this.
Yeah, no problem, Adam.
I'm overheating.
Honestly, I thought your seal voice was really funny. I laughed, like, really hard.
Really?
Yeah.
I worked on it, like, all weekend.
And it was funny, because, like, I don't think everyone got it. Like, yeah. or, like, that's what a seal sounds like.
Yeah, that's weird. I didn't hear any laughter.
Hi.
DFK! DFK!
While this is happening, Crashly, are you doing deal with the feels with Adam?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, great. So you said your nice thing. Go ahead and roll plus weird.
Okay, I got a 7.
Okay, on a 7, you can remove one of his conditions, but you will first need to either admit something embarrassing yourself or make a bold gesture.
Okay. Okay. So I want to look around and see if Shamanda's looking. Well, shit, this is my idea, so I'm going to do it. See if Shamanda's looking. I do have some, like, hair in my teeth, like human hair. Oh. So I'm just going to kiss Adam on the cheek.
Okay, great.
To try to make him feel
better.
Better, yeah.
Do you want Shamanda to be looking, or like, is Crashly?
I don't. Okay. I'm not trying to throw this in Shamanda's face.
Okay.
Does Shamanda see it?
Yeah, I want to roll to see if I notice.
Great. We'll do this as what's going on here, like a sharp roll.
That's a 7 plus 1 is an 8.
Yeah, great. So the way that what's going on here works then would be, I believe the answer is, I will give you a cryptic or incomplete answer. So the answer is like, I think it's even worse because if you had gotten like a full 10 on it, you would have seen exactly what was happening, which is just like a kiss on the cheek to make Adam feel better. But you don't, because of the angle of the two, you don't quite see whether she's kissing him on the cheek or on the mouth.
Oh,
why?
So all you see is that Crashly kisses Adam and then the crowd kind of steps in the way and stuff. And you can't see how he responds to it or her. Like, you lose them for a moment. So all you know is that Crashly kissed Adam.
Shamanda's brow furrows and eyes get like real low and tight, like trying to see through the crowd to see if they see me seeing them.
Yeah,
just tries to like shoot like a dirty look across, then turn back and be so excited and happy, focused on DFK.
Yeah,
all the signs are now correct.
That's absolutely right. And then Adam, yeah. So with that bold gesture, you get to remove that your condition. You're no longer feel insecure.
Thanks, Crashly.
No prob.
And we cut over to DFK. DFK, it's your big moment, my guy.
Yep. Time to dunk.
So yeah, it starts out with the JV basketball tryouts are starting out with like dribbling exercises. But DFK, no way. DFK's going straight for it.
And he looks like an old man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause right now, what does DFK stand for? Don't fucking care.
Don't fucking care.
Yeah, here I go. I'm going for a leap behind the back 360 dunk.
I love that you're just doing an Uncle Drew. The Kyrie Irving Uncle Drew here.
Oh, yeah. Wait, does CEJ watch N1 videos?
Oh, great question.
I don't know. Probably
like,
not.
Like Hot Sauce or was the professor? What was his name?
I don't remember.
Don't know. I doubt it. I don't think he's cool enough.
Probably not.
Not.
No, yeah, I think you're right that he is not cool enough to watch the And One mixtape tour, which is unfortunate. You know,
Volume 3 is right here on YouTube.
The professor is Grayson Boucher. Oh, man. And he does look like what I imagine CEJ looks like. Anywho. All right, CEJ. I'm sorry. DFK. You and Flurb are going in to do a dunk in this dribbling thing. I'm trying to think of what to have you roll.
I mean, I think Flurb's going to try to help him float.
Okay, great. So then, Flurb, you're going to roll to help out with plus weird.
What's Flurb's weird?
Yeah, I think Flurb's weird would be like a 2.
Yeah, he's pretty weird.
Pretty high.
Or honestly, it'd probably be a 3 because Flurb is pretty fucking weird. CEJ, I think I'm going to have you roll with tough because I feel like this is like a physical performance. So just roll plus tough for me.
Ooh. Okay, I got a 9.
A 9. Okay, that's a mixed success. So we'll see here. Flurb, what did Flurb get for helping out?
Rolled a 9, but you add 3, that becomes a 12.
Ooh. Damn. He is the professor. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, CEJ, then you get to reroll one of your dice. See if you can bump it up.
It was exactly the same.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a mixed success. So I'm going to say the problem is, Flurb, you're not quite used to being in a teenager's body.
Oh.
It's been a while since you've, especially one who invited you to be there, you know?
Yeah.
So we shatter the glass.
Great. Yeah, I think that's what I'll say. The worst outcome is that you not only dunk, you completely annihilate it.
No.
He overcorrects, Flurb does, and DFK leaps from the 3-point line and just flips through the air and then slams the ball down and hangs onto the rim. The crowd is just silent for a second and then and the whole board crashes to the ground. The audience loses their fucking minds. Like, all of the kids are like, DFK, DFK. And Principal Norton runs out and is immediately like, what's going on? Oh, no, not my court. Ah, no, not my boards. Ah,
you watch the presentation? There's glass everywhere.
We're going to have to push back the season by weeks with this. I don't know if the county is going to give us the funds to get a new board.
Oh, what if we just play in the auditorium / gymnasium of Denver Broncos?
He looks over. He's like, hey, that's not a bad idea, old man.
Old man.
Cordy Doherty, will you put a call in to Principal Brixton Bridges over at the Denver Broncos? Don't worry. We know each other. And Cordy Doherty is like, I'm on it, sir, and walks away. Brixton Bridges took the open principal job at Denver Broncos Memorial High. She was the previous vice principal at Queen Latifah's.
There's history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But with that, Coach, I think Coach Brownson walks over to you, DFK, and is like, can you do that every game?
Absolutely.
I do need to see how your dribbling skills are. Wait a minute. You've been dribbling this entire time?
That's right.
Son?
I've developed the world's first silent dribble.
I see a lot of trick plays in our future.
Yeah. The blind kids at Ralford Gray High School are going to have no idea where I am at any given time on the court.
Yeah. There's a lot going on in that sentence, son. We have a lot of time to unpack it.
They'd hear your shoes.
At the JV basketball practice next week. You're part of the team, son.
Yeah, heck yeah. Thanks, Coach Brownson. You know what? You're a cool guy.
Okay, no ass kissing. All right, hey, you're part of the team now.
Who needs to kiss ass with moves like these? And I dunk on the hoop at the other end of the court.
Oh, let's see. Alan, yeah, roll plus tough again.
Okay, so that's a 6.
Okay, that's probably for the, well, we'll see.
I did roll, yeah, I rolled an 8.
Okay, so that's a mixed success on a help out. So that means Flurb helps, but you expose yourself to trouble or danger. So, CEJ, you do get to reroll one of your dice.
Okay. Okay, that is now a 10.
Ooh. Wow, so you do successfully dunk without breaking the board.
But I do it. I break it anyway.
Okay. Oh, damn. Okay, great.
Okay.
Then I think what happens then is when you shatter this one, Flurb, you put a little too much oomph into it. And so here's what I'm going to say. The worst outcome, CEJ, is in doing it the second time, you put the extra emphasis in, the extra oomph. Flurb, you push down even harder, you do it, and you accidentally fart yourself out of CEJ.
Oh!
But CEJ, it's audible. It's loud, and there's a little ripple in your gym shorts. So the entire auditorium, everyone hears you. You just rip a fart.
I never want to do that.
Yeah, I just farted. And you know what? I point to the crowd.
Don't fucking care!
Wow. And Flurb goes back up the butthole.
and on my way out of the gymnasium, I stop by Adam in his costume, and I'm like, man, I don't know what you're talking about. It seems like real easy to be popular at this school. Like if you want to trade places this year for our senior years, I'd be down.
Oh, God.
Sure.
Oh my God.
I look at everyone just cheering for Don't Fucking Care. I'm like, yeah, that'd be chill.
Great. Wow. Yeah. So also, and unfortunately, Coach Brownson turns is like, well, unfortunately, since both hoops have been shattered, we're going to have to cancel the rest of the tryouts. Anybody who's not already on the team, I'm sorry, you're going to have to come back next season.
Oh, come on.
I didn't even really want it.
Wait, do you have enough people for the team?
Oh, I mean, we had, you know, the juniors and seniors, and and with DFK on our team, I don't see how we can lose. We have, you know, we have 9 people for the team, which is barely enough for a full game, but I think we'll do just fine.
That's all right. I didn't even care. And I'm going to, as I'm walking away, throw the basketball behind my back, and it's going to land just where the hoop would have been.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Swish.
Yeah. Swish. It goes just where it would have, and then it hits the ground and it hits the glass and then pops and deflates, just like Anne Furthermore's
hoop dreams.
In another timeline, Anne Furthermore would have gone on to be a WNBA star.
I know.
Sure.
Since CHA used ghosts.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, Anne, sorry about that. And you know what? I'm content to like fade back into the background now that you'll be doing all of your regular like mentee duties. So, whatever.
No, I don't. Just stay. It's all good.
Okay, whatever.
I could use some water.
Okay, hey, sure. Whatever.
I know we talked about this a little while ago, but could someone unzip me?
I thought Crashly did.
I think you just kissed Kareem on the cheek.
Yeah,
you didn't do
anything, girl.
Oh, here, I'll unzip you. Sorry, dude. I was just trying to help. Sorry. I'll unzip him now.
Great. Yeah.
Since the game, since it's over, I mean, I think the dolls are like gathering like the trailer that we transport Crashly in now. So she has her like Pope Mobile type thing. <Yeah. laughs> We haven't really talked about what we're gonna do.
Yeah,
so to make sure
she's contained.
Yeah, do you let the rest of the students see you put Crashly in this containing golf cart?
She's my friend. I don't care if people see. Yeah.
Wait.
She gets to class.
Yeah, but
doesn't eat anybody.
But do you want her? Do you want everybody else to see you essentially put her in a horse trailer, a clear horse trailer in front of them, or
it's
are you
like,
trying to like
you
keep
know,
it low key?
It's like a monstrous sized one. I would.
Yeah. Well, because
are we leaving school? Or are we like continuing with our? Day?
Well, so the kids who go to Denver Broncos will need to obviously transport back over. The ones of you who go to Queen Latifah's would stay.
Okay.
She does go to Denver Broncos.
I do.
And now Adam goes to Denver Broncos.
And as it turns out, as the teachers are getting everybody back to the buses, one of them is like, son, can I help you? I don't think you go to this school, don't you?
I used to. I did. I'm actually not cool enough, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, you know, because it is for average boys.
Yeah, I know. And I'm below average.
Oh. Well.
Yeah, he's giving me a ride to school, right, Adam?
Yeah. Yeah, me and Crashly, we're going to school now together.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't care. I'll see you. I'll see you at the school, I guess, if you're in my classes. Otherwise, I mean,
what's your name?
Oh, my name is Dean Lumpkin.
No one's ever asked him that before.
Dean Lumpkin, I have a feeling this is the start of a beautiful friendship.
Dean Lumpkin?
Wait,
is he
a cool teacher?
Curly Lumpkins?
No.
A descendant of Curly Lumpkin. Uh-huh. Of the human Lumpkins.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to climb in the trailer with Crashly. I'm like, yeah, this is the bus I take.
Yeah, I think that immediately the dolls are like, I'm sorry, Adam, you can't go into Crashly's trailer. She could eat you alive.
I already kissed him on the cheek and didn't eat him because I put
you. And they're looking at you, Shamanda, and they're looking back, and they're like, "You kissed Adam?
Just
oh my god!
Yeah, on the cheek. It wasn't even on the lips. It was like not even first base.
No,
I'm gonna roll to like hide my shock because like I knew, but I'd like want to save face around here and be like, oh my God, how could I have not known?
Okay, so this will be keep your secret. So roll plus sharp.
5 + 1 = 6.
Ooh. Oh, okay. So then Crashly and Adam will completely misread what your intention. So you, when you're like, oh, I had no idea, you decide which one this is going to be. Either Crashly and Adam, this adds to a rumor that's been going around about you, Shamanda, or Crashly and Adam think that you're threatening them or like mad at them, or Crashly and Adam lock you into your whatever your excuse is with an obligation.
I'm going to choose the second one to kind of double down on like being close to the dojo at this moment.
Great. Yeah. Crashly and Adam. So you, in your attempting to do this, Shamanda, you are going to take an emotional condition. And it's going to be from what they do in response to it. So you try to play dumb of like, oh, I had no idea or whatever. Crashly and Adam, you don't interpret that to be her trying to save face for everybody. You interpret it as like, actually, I'm going to back up and let you guys tell me. How do you misread Shamanda saying that?
Yeah, I think she's like really shocked and angry and sees me as a sexual threat. And like, wow. Part of me feels good about that, so I'm like, Shamanda, this is honestly not to make it about me, but this means a lot. Like, it means a lot to me that you be jealous of me. Like, you're so pretty, so smart, so cool, so everything, and it sounds to me like you're saying that I'm that now. And so, like, hopefully, it makes you feel better that like your jealousy of me is actually a good thing.
Yeah, and I think Shamanda, Crashly saying that to you just gives you an emotional condition. You can tell us which emotional condition it is and why her saying that makes you feel that way.
These are the moments that I wish we always had our videos on, because if you could see my fucking face right now, you would see how pissed and angry I am that you assume that I'm jealous of you.
Oh my God. You say that? You say that?
Do you say that?
Oh, yeah. I said it out loud.
Oh, wow, you must be really jealous if you're lashing out like this. I get it. I've always been jealous of you, and now you're jealous of me. And honestly, again, like, this feels amazing.
At least I didn't send Ron Stewart to the hospital for biting him.
What?
Huh?
I mean, I'm going through some stuff right now.
Yeah, you are. So go through it.
Hey, listen. Whoa. Listen, we're all friends. Don't fight over me.
Oh my God, Adam,
we're not fighting
no one
over
is
you.
Fighting over you.
Oh, sorry.
It's about jealousy.
Oh,
between girls.
Adam, I think you immediately become insecure again.
Oh, well, we had a few minutes. Yeah. I felt so secure, and now I feel doubly insecure.
Yeah, and the dolls are like, "All right, Shamanda, are we ready to transport this one back?"
Are you ready?
Hey, this one has an... Oh, you're talking about... Wait, who are you talking about?
They're talking about me.
Yeah, and well, because apparently we're supposed to take this monster back to the other high school.
Hey, you guys, I put vapor rub under my nose so I can't smell human blood.
Yeah, so, and listen, I used to be a monster too, so you can't just throw that word around. It's offensive.
That's right. It's offensive to Adam.
And not just me. You can't just throw it around. There's a lot of monsters in this town that are hardworking monsters.
Oh, so you can say monster, but we can't.
Listen, I don't want to be a jerk right now or a problem, but Adam's like going hard right now.
Yeah.
But he's just like,
I love it.
Stop being mean to Crashly.
Thank you.
I didn't do anything mean. She did.
Yeah. Adriana's like, that's right. Adam, we're not being mean to Crashly. We are trying to protect the other innocent people here. And she's pointing around the gym at all of the kids kind of milling around. And she's like, they have no one looking out for them except for us. All right. Shamanda Cree.
Hey, speak for yourself. I'm not innocent at all.
Oh, whatever. And you know who that was? Totally Tony Barrett.
Yeah.
And it's like, whatever, Tony, we're talking about the normal kids here. And please get out of this conversation.
You are such a mean girl. You're so casually mean.
Crashly, I am not mean. Okay. What I am is working hard to upkeep the mission and the promise that I made to Whoopi and to Shamanda to keep this town safe. And I'm working really hard. And Shamanda knows how hard I am working to do this.
You're working so hard. All right. No, we don't want any tears. Okay. Thank you for standing up for yourself right now in this moment. It is very scary.
It's scary.
And it's something that we haven't really talked about openly. And I think now's the place. So Crashly, what would you like to do about your monstrousness?
I mean, I just want to not eat people. I don't want to eat people. I said I put vapor rub under my nose. Is nobody even listening?
Oh,
I took care of it.
We heard. We very much heard.
But we're saying what if you run out of vapor rub and then what? And then you get a taste for blood and then what?
I'll go buy vapor rub at the CVS.
They have it at CVS.
Oh, so you guys are together now?
We're not together. Oh, don't be jealous of us.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she's so jealous. Okay, we're gonna go around in circles.
Okay, listen. I'll say this. I'll say this right now. Freak Whoopi Goldberg.
Ah!
Wow. Oh, Adam, I don't think you can say stuff like that. Honestly,
smoke bomb. We're out of there.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Adam.
Everyone's gone.
Actually, no. Glitter, confetti glitter ball.
Yeah.
Oh.
The confetti cannon goes off. And when you turn and look back at him, Shamanda, Crashly, and the dolls are all gone.
I stand by what I say. I say that to no one.
And from the side, Principal Norton walks over to a phone and makes a call and goes to Susan. Do you have a cell phone at this point?
Oh, you betcha.
Susan, your cell phone rings, and it shows on the caller ID whatever name you've put in for Principal Norton at Queen Latifah's.
Hello, Mr. Norton. It's Susan. Hola, hello.
Hi, Susan. Listen, I know we only have you on a retainer basis this year.
Let me stop you right here. I'm actually seeing someone right now.
Oh, that's great. Yay, that's wonderful. Boy, I wish I could say the same. Listen, we got a pretty messy situation here in the gym. Some kid destroyed both of our backboards. We got glass everywhere, and then there's been some confetti cannon foolishness happening. So we got confetti everywhere all over the floor. We could really use your particular expertise.
Oh, I've missed my kids so much. I'll be there in 5. If you recognize me.
Okay. 5. Okay. Yeah. Recognize you. All right.
5 minutes.
Yep. 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 Sounds good.
Okay. You seem surprised by the 5. Okay. You know what?
We'll talk about it. Well, normally you're here just immediately. You're just here on scene, almost like you live here or something. You know, it's crazy.
Well, you know what? My social calendar is a little more full than it used to be.
Well.
Sorry. Got to go. That's my timer.
All righty. See you soon. Susan, where are you at right now?
I'm in my apartment unpacking stuff with Tori.
Okay. So I'm really curious, what's been going on? Because what we know is that you asked Tori out on a date, and then immediately you made the deal with the Exlers to go on first dates with every ex that you had, which I believe is 316.
Okay.
If I remember correctly. Yeah. You had more, but they didn't all survive. You had like 360 exes, but 40 something of them died in the Bondelgrab confrontation in Barora. So of the remaining survivors, 316. So that filled up. And according to the contract, you couldn't really go on dates with anyone else until you had done the first dates. But it appears that you have found a bit of a loophole.
Yeah, it wasn't a date. It's just two coworkers on a mission. No one paid for anyone's dinners. And we always had bought two hotel rooms.
Yeah, and where did you all go?
Well, a couple different places, actually. Thank you so much for asking. Mostly up the coast of Maine.
Oh.
Very unromantic.
I beg to differ. I mean, Bar Harbor is so beautiful.
But I wouldn't call it a popular date spot.
No, certainly not. You're right. I see. Yeah, of course. That has to be work. Nobody goes on a romantic date to the coast
driving
of Maine.
Up Maine? Can you imagine?
No. Watching the leaves change? How is that romantic?
It's not. We both started eating lobster tails at opposite ends. Just what oh you do in France.
And here's the question. Have you gone on any Exler dates since this mission began?
No, they were magically paused.
Wow. So you did an extra spell to pause the dates, is what I'm hearing.
No, I think my... I guess let me figure out what we could have done. Maybe I called Maria and told her I had a work thing and that I would like work with her to stack other ones. So I'm going to be pretty busy after it.
Great. And then when do you know, like, did you give Maria a timetable as to when it would end?
It's tomorrow.
Oh, so tomorrow's the last day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So it's your last day with Tori Pals. And Tori, well, you tell me, does Tori still look like she's in her 60s?
Tori looks now, pardon me, I want to say, because I wanted to have weight, like maybe Tori looks older, but she's going to still have the same amount of years.
Yeah, totally.
Does that make sense? Like maybe like a Crashly thing where the body looks a different age than it is. So I would say she looks a young 53.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. She did get aged, but also since she was originally a demon who took human form, things are a little bit different. It's kind of more like a Derek Pfeiffer situation.
Yeah, it's more appearance-based, glamour-based.
Yeah, exactly. And so she's there, and she's like, do you really have to go?
I can't believe it. This was the best week of my life.
Mine too. And I've had a long life.
Same here.
How long did you say until you'd be there?
I said 5 minutes, and they were already suspicious because that is a long time for me to get somewhere.
Well, how about you give me two of those, and I'll put a spell on to get you there a little faster, huh?
Whoa.
Oh, Tori, you're already speaking my language, and all of the clocks in my place are already frozen.
Great, yeah.
I've frozen time for just a little while.
Yeah, great. You have 2 minutes of frozen time. So, you know, five minutes later, you show up, your hair must, you have a blush on your face. And if I remember correctly, you said you look exactly the same age as you did before.
I look exactly the same age, but I'm convinced I look younger. So I'm rolling up in a long turquoise tank top with lace at the bottom. Gaucho pants and like one of those little sequin shruggy cardigans.
And I have an important question.
Yeah.
Do you still have a low ponytail?
It's lower than you could remember it. You thought it couldn't go lower?
it's like low rise jeans.
Yeah.
Is the hair tie around your neck or...
Yeah, it's uncomfortable. Yeah, it's uncomfortable for everybody.
Yeah, it's just a choker with hair inside it. Yeah, so the kids, as you guys are getting towards the buses and going outside, you see Susan pull up. And you guys haven't seen Susan in a week.
Susan.
Oh, you can recognize me?
Yeah, why? What do you ask?
Notice anything new? And I do a little spin.
Oh, new cargo?
I'm still young.
Oh, Yeah. I mean, yes.
Yeah, and I guess I just realized it's not all of you kids, because Shemaine and Crashly left. So it's actually just CEJ and Adam are the two that see Susan pull up.
Well, the girls would have noticed.
Susan, it's so good to have you back. I'm glad you're, like, you know, an adult again.
Me too. And you know what?
What?
Missed ya.
Aw, I give Susan a hug. It was weird, okay? I got, like, in a fight, I think, with Crashly and Shemanda, and I said some things, and anyways, I'm sure I'll figure it out.
Don't worry. I mean, you're forgetting we also got in a fight, Adam.
Yeah, but now we're friends again.
Yeah.
And at that point, CEJ, the other JV basketball boys come over and they're like, "Hey, dude, you're on the team now. Great. Welcome to the team. Welcome to JVB.
Yeah, baby, let's get it. Sorry, right. Susan and Adam, I gotta go. What? Hey, what do you guys want to do for fun? I just want to do whatever you've been doing lately."
Oh, my God.
And then they look at you. They look around and they're like, "Well, it depends. Do you want to have fun or do you want to have fun?"
You can't spell DFK without fun.
Yeah, you can.
Adam, you boys, be careful.
You can definitely.
Actually, technically, you can't spell fun without one of the letters in DFK, which is what I understood you to mean, my bro.
The letters, the letters F. The letter you're talking about is F.
Hey, I don't know this nerd, but he's cramping my style. Let's get out of here.
Call me once an hour.
Let's do it. And then they pull you aside. As they pull you away, though, you see Cordy Doherty standing there and just bends a finger to have you come over to him.
Just a second, guys. Looks like Vice Principal wants me to go talk.
Nice,
this
dude.
Kid is hilarious, man.
Oh, wow. And did you see the way that he broke the basketball boards?
So alpha.
It was crazy. And how he got the whole crowd to just yell fuck as loud as they could. That was crazy.
And like nobody got in trouble either. That's the craziest part.
Yeah. Did you see that safety seal though beforehand?
Nerd, get out of here.
Oh my God.
No, yeah, I was going.
You don't even go to this school anymore.
You don't even go here.
Yeah, you don't even go here.
Has word gotten around? I yes. go.
Dude, let me see your student ID right now.
Sure, I have it let right here and a lanyard around my neck. Here you go.
You present it and it shows Denver Broncos Memorial High.
Yeah, they acted quick. So I started just like, well, I guess I'll see you at the game.
Not if we're lucky.
See you never, you nasty boys.
We'll see you at standardized testing time.
And I pop out the Heelys on my shoes, and I Heely towards Denver Broncos.
Yeah, and immediately.
Were you not paying attention?
Come on, dude, the freaking presentation.
So I take my Heelys off, and I walk barefoot.
Through the glass?
No, are we outside now?
Yeah, you're outside now.
Jeff is so sad.
It's not sad. I actually like it. You know that most runners actually run barefoot? It's better.
And let me get one thing straight. I almost died. Showed up after no one had seen me for a week. CEJ ran off with some basketball boys. And Adam just wheelied away.
Yes.
It's wheelied away.
He really should have found the girls.
I guess also, I'm going to go clean up the gym.
I mean, I will throw this out there. You didn't really come to Adam's defense as he was berated.
I kept yelling, "You nasty, nasty boys."
You thought you were talking about him.
Oh, no.
You ran away for a week. A lot has changed.
And yeah, so Susan, Principal Norton walks over with your janitorial gear, presents it to you, starts showing you where the cleanup needs to take place. The gym is a fucking mess. There's stuff everywhere. But Cordy Doherty on the sidelines pulls CEJ over. And CEJ, as you approach, Cordy says, "Excellent work getting on the team. A little showboaty, but I think DFK is going to be a great alter ego for you to get to the bottom of what's going on with the JV boys."
Yeah. Well, trust me, I know how douche bags like these JV sports jocks work, and the flashier your entrance, the quicker you're in.
Interesting. A bold choice. Now, I have two things I need from you, CEJ, if you want to continue to be in my good graces, of course. So here's the thing, CEJ. You burned luck last episode as well. So when you burn luck, your next mission comes with a lot of red tape. That being said, I also am tweaking yours because I don't like doing the next mission things. So your luck cost is Cordy Doherty has a unique request that you must do. And so Cordy Doherty says, I have two things for you, one a mission and one a request. To better improve yourself as an investigator, a professional investigator, I want you to learn from the best. So Adam, So
did you call me?
No. No, please stay away.
God. I go to a different school. I don't want to go there.
Good. Please get on the bus then, son.
I they won't let me on because I don't have shoes on.
Then you better hurry up and walk because your second period class is about to start.
Adam, I'll get you there. I'll get you there.
Susan, thank you so much.
CEJ, to better yourself as an investigator, I want you to read every book
in the
Encyclopedia Doherty series.
Oh, okay.
Every book.
Oh, man. Thank God. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I thought that was the end of that sentence. And oh, man.
Oh, no, not every book, period. No, every book in the series. My series, Encyclopedia Doherty.
Can you imagine, like, by the time I finished all the ones that there are now, there'd be a whole bunch of new ones that had already come out.
Well, you might encounter that because this is a series written by ghostwriters. They are always putting out new books.
Ghostwriters?
Shut up, Flurb.
Did you just ghostwriters?
There's currently 53 books in the series.
Okay. Well, I've read 22 of them when I was a kid, so I'll just read the other 40.
I want you to read them all again because it's not just a fiction. All right. These are real cases that I had, and I want you to read them not for the entertainment or the bon mots, both of which are there in spades. I want you to read it for the good detective work that I put in.
I mean, Cordy, I'm just saying, like, technology has changed so much. You know, I don't even know that many of the techniques.
CEJ, you will learn how to detect the way I detected. Do you understand me? I had a system and it works.
All right.
Now, here is your magnifying glass.
Oh, God. Okay. And do I get one of those little, like, capsules with powder and a feather?
Cyanide?
No. Flurb, shut up.
Hey, you want cyanide? I can get you cyanide.
I don't want it.
Yes. Here is your capsule with powder and your feather.
Thanks.
It's good to see that you did read the books.
I mean, everybody knows Encyclopedia Doherty.
I'm going to want a book report on each one.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am serious.
How am I supposed to do that and my clarinet lessons and go to two schools and be away games for the JV basketball team?
Well, you don't need to go to both schools. You just need to be... Wait, why do you need to go to both schools? Didn't you switch with Adam?
Well, I mean, that's just a thing I said in passing. I don't know if that's... I don't know how the...
That was binding. No, district has active microphones to catch those things.
That's very true.
Okay, cool. I mean, my parents are going to be pissed. I don't know if we can afford a tuition here unless I get a scholarship on that basketball
Luckily,
team.
Luckily, it is a charter school, so...
Oh, great. I don't know what that means.
Well, I'd be happy to explain it to you some other time. But listen, I have something else I need you to do for me.
Okay.
I need you to discreetly investigate Principal Norton. Mm. Something's been different about this man.
There's only one place to start. Oh, go ahead.
Something's been different about him recently, and I don't like things being different in my school.
Okay, I'll check it out, and I think I know a certain teen detective who might be able to help.
Who is it, me, Flurb?
No. Flurb, why would it be you? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I gotta go, Principal Norton. I have a...
That's not Principal Norton.
I mean, Cordy Doherty. I got to go investigate Principal Norton.
You're blowing.
I just walk away.
Oh, CEJ? Maybe I'll see you later, I guess?
What? Who is that?
It's me, Susan.
Oh, yeah, Susan, right. Because I also have responsibility. And I, like, my body gets pulled towards Susan.
Yeah, I give her a hug with CEJ's body.
Thank you. I really needed that Flurb.
Hey, and you know what, Susan? I like your haircut. I'm sorry, no one else mentioned it.
I didn't get a haircut, but thank you so much.
See, EJ, shut up.
Has this place always been this weird?
Kind of.
Flurb. Stinker.
Susan?
Yeah?
How are you? I'm looking forward to our date.
Okay, that's enough. We got to go find Crashly.
Great. Yeah. So you are going to try to go find Crashly. So you're skipping out of class. Is that what I understand?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I go. See? I slide into class. And
I think
then I no. You know what? Yeah, I'm just skipping.
I'm gonna Flurb's gonna talk to you. Like, you know, I've got a lot of dead detectives in here.
But Flurb, this
if
isn't
you want to,
like,
I don't know.
This is.
You make another deal. Give me another January 1st slip and slide. The festival's coming up.
How come all of your things are water related in the dead of winter?
Yeah, I really feel alive when you're getting that ice cold water on your body. Oh.
Well, all right. Well, what are you offering?
Give me that day too. I got Waterslide Festival, and I want that day as well. And I'll give you one of my detective ghosts to help get to the bottom of this.
You know what? I think I'm going to handle this one on my own.
Are you kidding? There's so many dead detectives in this town.
And I think with that, Flurb, you get expelled from ZEJ's body.
Is it a fart sound again?
Yeah, it is another fart sound. And the teacher, Mrs. Cocklow, the biology teacher at Queen Latifah's, is like, oh, young man, why don't you go clean yourself up? It sounds like you made a mess.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
You know what? I didn't, but I'm going to take this opportunity by the horns, and I high-five some random kid on the way out.
Yeah! Great. Yeah, so you do, and you walk out. And then you're heading over to Denver Broncos?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so you do that. We'll cut over to Denver Broncos, where Shamanda, you have Crashly in her Pope-mobile-esque monster containment golf cart with the dolls, and Adriana is like, are you sure about this? You really want to let her out into the high school?
I mean, Crashly, you know what you want, right?
Yeah.
You got enough Vicks Vapor Rub that you won't bite anybody?
Yeah, and if you really want to, you could give me, like, headgear that's actually a mouth brace. And then I can tell everyone I was in a car accident, and I'll get flowers, and then I won't be able to bite anybody. And you have to give me milkshakes every hour. Every
okay.
hour.
You're turning into a little tyrant, aren't you?
I'm turning into a little flesh-eating monster.
Okay, Miss Thing.
She said it. She said it.
You know what? She's all that her. We're going to make you up. It's full Clueless makeover scene of, like, you look super, super cute for your first day of school. You do have intensive headgear on. There's no way that you could bite anybody. You got, like, a cute little JanSport backpack, all the gel pens you could ask for, butterfly clips in your hair. You look very cute, but you are a monster.
My jaw is wired shut because I wink, wink, got in a really bad bicycle accident.
Oh, damn.
Okay. And I guess Beth Cetera is going to be the one bringing you stuff hourly, if that's what you need.
Great, yeah. So you assign Beth Cetera to Crashly as the intern?
I guess I won't go to school then, whatever.
Great. So with all of that, Crashly, then you go into class. What is your first, well, your second period class?
Oh, my second period is going to be, so I'm in 10th grade now, so it'll be like U.S. history.
And who's your teacher?
My teacher is Mrs. Veronica.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mrs. Veronica.
Cool.
Yeah. We don't know if that's her first name or her last name.
Yeah, and she refuses. She only sits in chairs backwards. She's very cool.
She's very cool.
And but she will not let you call her Mrs. V.
No.
Because Mrs. V was her mother's name.
That's right.
And Mrs. Veronica is like, Crashly, come out. Oh, what happened?
I got in a really bad bike accident. I can only... I know. I was trying to save a kid. And
did you succeed? It sounds like you didn't succeed.
I actually don't know because I blacked out. I can tell you a whole story.
Oh, Crash. This is bad.
Yes, yes.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and have a seat? Have a seat.
Right here. Story.
Okay,
Janine,
but
why don't you move back? Make space for Crashly here.
Yeah, Janine, why don't you move back?
Fine, I will.
I will be drinking a milkshake every hour. It's a prescription. Someone's going to bring it to me.
Great. And at that moment, Bette walks in with your milkshake.
Thank you so much. Next time, make it chocolate chip.
Great. What flavor is it currently?
It's just chocolate with vanilla ice cream.
Great. Do you take a drink?
Yeah.
You immediately throw up.
Oh,
this is because so there's only one thing that your system can handle these days, and it is not normal dairy.
This is.
I promise.
Everyone just moves their desk like instantly away.
That like skirt,
crying and barfing.
Mrs. Veronica's like, Crashly, why don't you go clean yourself up?
I need one of those things to clean braces with.
Okay, well, just please go to the bathroom.
Okay, can I use the teacher's bathroom? Thanks.
Oh. And that's where you find Crashly, CEJ. She is doing her best to mop up the milkshake that she just threw up all over herself in the teacher's bathroom while Bette Cetra is just watching her do it. And working on the next milkshake.
Bette, whatever your name is, next time make it meat, okay? Just, I need a cup of blood.
What's wrong with your mouth?
Oh my God, my jaw got wired shut because I was in a bite. Oh, never mind, I can tell you. You know I've been eating everybody or stuff, trying to bite people?
Yeah, there's like something really wrong with you.
Yeah, because I'm like basically turning into a monster. I guess you know how it is. Well, you do because you felt it. I know you were in there.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's true. You did feel, and when you were at Gene Whitman's house in the, body transferring spell CEJ, you did for a moment experience Crashly's monster aura. And so you do know the full extent to how bad her ghoulish monster side is.
And, you know, essentially, it's not my fault. It's just how it is. And so, whatever, we wired my jaw shut so that I wouldn't bite anybody. You're welcome. Basically, Jesus level of sacrifice.
Ah, okay.
I threw up in my mouth a little. Get it? But it was real.
Do I get it?
Yeah. You know, people say that when they, like, are like, ew, I threw up in my mouth a little. But this time it was real.
But did you actually?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Listen, anyway, I have a problem.
Okay, what's up?
And I need the help of someone with experience doing some teen detecting.
You came to me for help?
Yeah, you're like the best teen detective currently active that I know.
See, EJ, I'm covered in vomit and still, okay. No, I would love to help you.
I know, and I'm not saying I don't regret coming to help you, like ask for help. I'm just saying that I'm doing it anyway.
You regret it? Yeah, right. You wish, just because you're embarrassed. Anyway, I'd be happy to help you. You know what my greatest resource has been? Encyclopedia Dordia.
Oh, God.
It sounds crazy, but we should read all those books together.
I have to read them anyway. He's making me.
That's good. That's good. If you haven't read them yet, you got to read them. He's making you.
I've read like the first 22, but they're like it's literally the same formula. I feel like I'm reading the same damn book every time.
Yes, and that's how you get better. Listen, what do you need my help with?
Something's going on with Principal Norton over at Queen Latifah's, and I just need to look into it, make sure he's not like secretly.
And that's when you hear an explosion outside.
Great. Here he is.
What the heck?
It sounds like from where like the propane tanks are, there's just this massive explosion that rocks the school. Do you run out? Do you stay in? What do you do?
Okay, you stay here. And I go and I'm going to go check it out.
I'm going to go check it out too. I'm not staying.
Great. So the two of you run out along with a lot of the kids. You see, you don't know what happened, but yeah, it looks like there's this huge fire that is taking place just outside of Denver Broncos Memorial High. And there in the center of it is it. Everybody is so upset at it because there in the center of it is one of the most popular kids at Denver Broncos Memorial High School, Dran Dens.
Wow.
Is there. And she's like, help, help. I'm in the middle of this. Oh, it's.
Is that what she's saying?
Yeah, she's
on fire.
I'm in the middle of this.
Help! I'm in the middle of this.
No. It could be really bad for me. Somebody come help me.
Okay, everyone be cool. And I'm going to try to run in there.
And as you run towards it, another propane tank. It looks like somebody like very lazily stacked a bunch of these propane tanks together. And it looks like Dran Dens climbed on them maybe to get to something or something to get a moment to herself or something. But so she's on a little platform above all of these propane tanks that are exploding. And another one explodes right in your face, EJ. And you barely get back in time to avoid the flames. And she's like, the platform is getting rickety. I'm about to fall into the fire, guys.
I think
this is really bad.
I'm going to go. I'm going to be like, EJ, get everyone to the safety spot. I think, honestly, my monster self might do some good here because I know I can, like, heal very, very well. So I'm going to jump.
Okay, here we go. Hey, everyone, a one and two and three. follow me. Safety spot.
Oi,
gosh, good job, CJ.
Yeah, they follow you, CEJ, over.
So, yeah, I'm going to try to, like, scramble up, you know, the platform, essentially, okay, to try to get to Dran.
All right, great. So go ahead and roll to act under pressure, Crashly.
Okay. I got a 10.
A 10. Well, yeah, then you do what you set out to. So you climb up very easily. Is this like a thing where your claws are coming out to give you additional purchase? Or?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, great. And I think as you're doing it, that the head brace that you're wearing just... Mm. Like
melts.
Yeah, like not just melts, it's just your face contorts in such a way that it just shatters. It just breaks easily.
La, 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 la. Oh, that feels better.
Yeah, and unfortunately, okay, it's clear, like, that cannot stop you if you want, you know.
Yeah.
But you get your claws out, you start climbing up with your unholy strength, and you make your way up, and you get onto the platform with Dran Dens, and she's like, hey, are you here to help me?
Yeah, I'm here to help you. You're acting super casual. What's going on?
I'm popular. There's always an image to maintain.
Okay.
I'm not going to freak out in front of everybody.
Honestly, fair enough. Okay, well, let's
It's called
get you
keeping
down.
Your composure.
I want to see what's going on. Like, I want to what's going on with you.
Okay. Yeah, so that's just what's up with you.
Yeah.
So roll plus charm.
Okay.
And I've tweaked how what's up with you works. Instead of those option questions, you can ask any question and they will answer honestly.
Oh, yeah.
But you only get to ask one. So what's the question you're asking her?
I'm asking, is this some kind of spell that you are involved with?
Hmm. Okay, go ahead and roll plus charm.
I got a 7.
They will answer honestly, but they also get to ask you one. And she's like, spell? What are you talking about? No, I'm not under any spell. I came up here to have a cigarette. Also, are you a fucking monster?
Kinda. And I'm here to help you. So.
And right as you say that, there's another explosion, and you see that you are surrounded by like a 20-foot ring of fire. And it feels impossible. Crashly, like, honestly, this is a moment where you were like, oh, fuck, this is worse than you intended. It's really bad.
Okay.
Like, things are not looking good for either you or Fran. And right at that moment, Crashly, when all hope seems lost, you hear from above, hey there, looks like you could use a hand, huh?
Oh.
And floating down with a cape, like an all-black suit, like a spandex suit, that has like a pocket square on it. It looks lame as shit. Wearing just a thin little mask.
Paul DeBello.
Somebody flying down, and he just floats down and he's like, looks like you two could use some help from the administrator.
Oh, and no.
Oh, my God.
Reaches his hand out and is like,
Come on, we gotta get you away from all of this. Let me take you away, ladies.
Okay.
Ew.
And he grabs the two of you and he's like, respectfully, and he puts his hands like as high up on your waist as he can so that he's like not touching anywhere weird. And he's like, do I have your permission and consent to fly you away?
Yes, please.
All right. And a one and a two, and you know what to do. And he flies up and sets you down. And is like, here, let me handle this. And he turns to the flames and he blows. And in classic Superman fashion, just whoosh, and the flames all just go out. And everybody's just looking so confused of like, what the fuck is going on? And he just turns and he gives a little salute to everyone. And he says, if you ever find yourselves in trouble or need of help, never fear to look for the administrator. And he and flies off. And CEJ, you are flabbergasted because that is absolutely Principal fucking Norton.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And that's where we'll end our episode for today.
Oh, my God.
I think Adam shows up right at this time, like walking barefoot, like how many miles? Yes. Misses everything.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Shamanda is just in her class.
Yeah, Shamanda's just. Shamanda, how's your math test going?
She's distracted because math is really not my strong suit.
First day of school math test. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's really
rude. And we're in 11th grade now, so I think I'm in calculus. Yeah. Ooh, oh, flashbacks.
Oh, my tough. God.
Yeah.
I'm a senior this year.
Oh.
Whoa.
CEJ.
That's crazy.
That's wild. I forgot that CEJ is the oldest of all of you.
Me too.
Doesn't seem like that.
That's weird.
What the heck is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, now he is the oldest of the group.
Oh. Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or give us a shout out on social media at Mystery County. You can also join our Patreon for bonus episodes, special deliveries, and tons of other random and delightful content that we produce for and sometimes with you. Now, Susan Wexler has a special yearbook message for our patron, Maggie Stewart.
Hi, Maggie. What a great year for us all. Now, I know you asked me to pass your book to Astrid when I saw her, but I thought, let me say a little something. We have had so much fun together. Remember that time that I cleaned up after you when you vomited in gym class? Oh, I love our memories, and I can't wait to make more with you. Love, Susan Wexler. Susan Wexler, 23@hotmail.com.
Until next time, watch out for Character Creation Cast, a discussion podcast where Amelia Antrim and Ryan Bolter create characters in multiple RPGs with prominent guests from the games community. Each month, Character Creation Cast examines the character generation process in depth for a different game with new guests each series. They always take the time to reflect on the game, its design, and what guests have to say about it. Think of it as sitting in on a great session zero every week. You can find all of that and more at oneshotpodcast.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Was that the same movie we watched at the slumber party?
Yeah, wait, yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
No, that's so why it's bad. So funny.
Clear.
Wait, oh my what?
God. Oh, we didn't talk about that. It. Oh, it's so kismet.
No, that's I was like, literally sitting. I almost did Sleepless in Seattle, but then I was like, no, for some reason, my best friend's wedding is funnier
you
than
didn't
mine.
Know.
Well, that's funny because I did say it, but I said it.
I
like,
didn't catch it.
But
I
yeah, so it just went straight to your subconscious.
Tyler, this has to be the outro. The people need to know
how. Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible.
We're so damn good.
I mean, truly.
And Tyler probably did tell me 5 times, but I didn't hear that.
But if they weren't aware, then it doesn't count.
That's true. Right. Was Alan watching this a whole bunch this week or something? Or
almost always, though. That's just Alan.
Oh, I can't Alan's stop.
Always watching.
Oh, sucker for love.
Blink him.
Help, I can't stop.
Oh.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No King system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.